We can learn a lot about the idea of calling from the life of the Apostle Peter. Jesus called Peter when he was a fisherman, and without any need for explanation or convincing, Peter left his nets on the shore and followed after Jesus. Jesus called Peter the rock upon which the church would be built, and indeed, Peter did become the leader of the church in Jerusalem, but not right away. Not right away. Today we heard a story from the Gospel of John telling a relatively unknown episode in the life of the Apostle Peter. You see, Peter had seen the risen Christ, had spoken with him, had seen the nail marks still in his hands and feet. He could have spread the good news throughout Jerusalem immediately. He could have said, "Christ is risen. The former things have passed away." He could have spread the good news and begun the church in Jerusalem. But that's not what he did. Peter ran away. Peter ran away to the north, far to the north, to the Sea of Galilee, to the shores where he had grown up. And once there in Galilee, he did not teach, and he did not heal, and he did not tell stories about Jesus. Instead, he tried to become a fisherman again. He tried to take up his old profession and forget that he had walked in the wake of God's salvation for a time. Peter tried to forget that he had been called by God and sought to live within narrow horizons again, the narrow horizons of casting nets and mending nets, of catching fish and selling fish, of rowing out and rowing in. Peter, on that first night, when he tried to be a fisherman again, pushed his boat out into the Sea of Galilee in the evening water, and his hands took up that familiar weight again of fishing nets. He cast his fishing nets out over the ordinary water, muscles remembering that palm blistering work of hauling in nets, straining at the weight, careful not to tangle the lines, don't spill the catch. Peter knew how to be a fisherman. He didn't know how to be a follower of the risen Christ yet, but he knew how to be a fisherman. But each time he cast his net out into the sea and drew it back, the nets came back completely empty. Hour after hour, Peter tried in vain to catch one measly mackerel, one scrawny scrod, but nothing. He couldn't catch anything. And as the dawn light, unwelcome dawn, crept into the sky, it confirmed for Peter that though he had been fishing all night long, he hadn't caught anything. Apparently, he couldn't even be a fisherman anymore. But there in the dawn light, what he couldn't have seen in the darkness was there was a man standing on the shore a good ways off, some 100 yards, and he was shouting. The man was shouting in order to be heard over the distance, over the water. And although Peter couldn't understand or see who this was at first, the voice was one that he recognized. It was the voice that he had heard on these very shores of the Sea of Galilee, telling him to leave his nets behind. It was the voice that had called him a rock for the church to be built upon. It was a voice that he had been running from ever since he left Jerusalem. Peter stood on his empty fishing boat, holding nothing but empty fishing nets. And he knew the voice of Jesus. And Jesus had one final lesson for Peter. It was one final lesson to teach him, and it was one that he needed to shout. It was a lesson shouted across the Sea of Galilee. My child, you have no fish, have you? You have no fish, have you? It took Jesus 7 words to capture the lesson that Peter needed to hear, and that was, he couldn't catch fish anymore. Peter had left that life behind. That way of living was over. He couldn't catch fish anymore. And as if to drive the point home, Peter couldn't catch fish anymore. Holding those empty fishing nets in his hand, Peter heard his calling calling, and he dove in after. I think this is a story about calling. And what I mean by that What I mean by calling is that thing which God has created you to do. What God has created you to do and not another person. You can know your calling when you come face to face with an injustice that you simply cannot abide. Or you can know your calling when you come face to face for the first time with your child. Or you can know your calling in healing other people, or in creating things of beauty, or in a thousand other things. Because you are called by God to do something of your own. Something of your own. Now, this is not me saying this in particular. This comes straight from the waters of baptism. The waters of baptism declare that you are called by God because we are all called by virtue of our baptism. Even Jesus was called by virtue of his baptism. When he was baptized, he was sent immediately into his mission. That's what baptism is. When you are baptized, God's calling on your life is inscribed indelibly upon your body in the Holy Spirit and water. Whether you remember your baptism or not, God remembers your baptism. And whether you remember and understand your calling or not, God understands your calling and has not forgotten what you're called to do. But how to know it? How to discern it in your own life? And that is a deep thing to know. It is a thing of prayer and worship and service and heartbreak. Calling is a deep thing. And I cannot simply show to you what the calling God has placed on your life is, but I think I might be able to point towards it. A couple of things about calling. First, your calling will require every part of who you are. Every part of who you are. Those parts of you that are fundamental to your being. Those things about you without which you would not be yourself. Your strengths, your gifts, your best graces, yes. But also your woundedness, your loss, your heartbreak. Calling requires all of who you are. Your calling requires all of who you are, or it would not really be yours, would it? Second, calling is like a voice. Calling is like a voice that will pursue you to the ends of the earth. It is sometimes like a whisper that stays with you year after year and won't stop returning. But calling can also sometimes be like a great shouting within us when we have wandered too far from the path that we are meant to walk. So take it from Peter. From Peter, who knows that God's calling can sound like a shouting across the waters when we have taken up old patterns of living that do not really work for us anymore. If you ever find yourself like Peter, hands worked to the bone in a way of living that used to make sense but now leaves you with nothing but empty fishing nets and a hunger you do not know how to satisfy. If you ever find those nets coming up empty, listen for Christ's voice. Listen for God's calling in your life. And when you hear it, dive in after it.